Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from seeing Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. So I think it's the fifth in the series, but the second of the new iteration of the Jurassic Park series. So it becomes the Jurassic World because the park is all done with, and it's now time for Jurassic World. Dun dun dun. So anyway, one of our favorite actors in there, Mr. Chris Pratt, reprises his role as the little tracker hunter that was dealing with the Velociraptors. So here's the synopsis. 3 years after the destruction of the Jurassic World theme park, Owen Grady and Claire Dearing return to the island of Isla Nublar to save the remaining dinosaurs from a volcano that's about to erupt. They soon encounter terrifying new breeds of gigantic dinosaurs while uncovering a conspiracy that threatens the entire planet. Ooh, Sounds really sinister. But anywho, so what was your thoughts there, darling?
I didn't like the storyline.
Okay.
I mean, this sounded like it was kind of stupid to like a bunch of billionaires buying dinosaurs, auctioning off dinosaurs.
So when you have billions of dollars and you have pretty much anything you want in the world, wouldn't you want your own dinosaur?
It doesn't seem real. I mean, because, you know, all the other Jurassic Parks was about a park being rebuilt, taking the DNA, creating a whole new park.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying the storyline just didn't go with the previous storylines.
Yeah.
So this was a new storyline, but it just... So let me ask you in two ways. Was it a believable storyline, or what? It didn't go well with
the series. It didn't go well with the series.
Gotcha. So that's what I thought. I understand why they was doing it, but I thought it didn't blend well with the continuous series.
Right.
So other than that, what was the feel of the movie? What was the feel of the movie to you, though?
Okay, so they didn't talk too much about recreating this new dinosaur.
No, until later in the...
Right.
Right.
Then, you know, then Blue come and go within... Blue was like the other little dinosaur that came and go within the movie, which I didn't like
that
either.
The other Velociraptor, right.
Then you had the whole thing about, well, we're taking all these dinosaurs off and assumingly was create another island...
Let them roam free.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that was another big thing that like really didn't work. Then you had... it was just so many things that just like, where are you going?
Okay.
So you had the old man who was in this big mansion, which you assume was on a private island.
Or a private something.
Right, and it wasn't.
No, but I didn't think it was a private island. I just knew it was a private ground.
Okay, so yeah. I thought it was a private island.
No.
Okay, so, and then the dinosaur was let free.
So, at the end, they just let him go. In the world. Yeah, because it was in California.
Right.
Yeah.
So, now they're free in California.
Because it's Jurassic World, you know. One was out in the desert somewhere. Another one was at the zoo. So he's probably in San Diego or something.
Then you had the whole ocean one.
Yeah, the one that's floating underneath everybody, which was crazy as hell. But that one, Ben got out.
Yeah.
Prior to that.
And then it comes, you see it at the end.
Yeah. Which we're like, oh, there it is. Finally.
So it was just too much stuff going on.
So the feel of it was kind of confusing
there. Yes, it was. Because you were really, I'm like, okay, so where are you going with this?
Right. So the reason why I asked that is because I got a dark feel of this. It was kind of, it seemed more violent. It seemed more, you know, dark, foreboding. Like things were like really bad. Not just the dinosaurs was bad, but the people were bad.
Right.
The situation was bad.
Right.
The dinosaurs was bad. It was like a really dark feel of it.
Yeah, you was.
It wasn't upbeat.
It wasn't like, you know, the amusement park. Hey, see all the dinosaurs.
Or, but the dinosaurs are for everyone. It was really like some really bad
stuff. Yeah, they was attacking was going people. On. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was, it was. It didn't give you a good feeling about the dinosaur.
Yeah,
it was always about, throughout the movie, it was a bad feel about the dinosaurs.
Yeah, because the sinister part of it was like, you know, you're auctioning off dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then you auction off the worst one because it's like, he's...
That'll make the most money.
Right.
But we can make more, you know. So it just had a really dark feel of it. But let's talk first half. First half of the movie, before we really actually got to the dinosaur part, what did you think about that?
The first half of the movie where they were talking about
getting to the island.
Well, the part was like, they're animals. We don't want to kill the dinosaurs. We need to save the dinosaurs.
They're animals.
And the,
like
and an eruption of the island.
Mm-hmm. The volcano.
And so,
just like in Hawaii.
Yeah, what's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum was talking about, like, hey, let nature kill nature.
But that's what nature's supposed to do.
Right, and I thought
it's a selection process.
Right, and I thought that was, I mean, what he said at the very beginning made sense. Because the volcanoes erupting, let nature kill nature.
Because that's what killed the dinosaurs before.
In the first place, right. Yeah. And so that to me was like, okay, so, okay, we're talking to them, we hear them doing this. And then the woman from the last version, what's her name? Let me get her name.
What was it Claire?
Claire, yeah. And Claire was like, we need to save dinosaurs. Hold up a second. Bitch, didn't they try to kill your ass in the damn first episode?
So I didn't like that either.
Okay, so that's okay, good, because I didn't understand that part.
No, I understood it, but it had no, they didn't even build up a background behind it. They showed up and this was this complete group that wanted to save the dinosaurs.
And she was one of them.
And she was the head of it, really. She was talking to senators and everything and congressmen and whatever. So that's what that was. So I was kind of like, okay, yeah, all right.
I didn't know why. I didn't understand how she was being that person when she knew the things that was going on.
Exactly. So she was part of the bad things from the previous movie.
Right.
But now she wants to save them. What do you want them to do? Then they wanted the United States to do something. But if the shit is off Costa Rica, don't you think it would have been like the Costa Rican government or someone else other than the United States? But they said, but the volcano's erupting and it's going to kill them all, blah, 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 blah. So then there was a lot of just pontificating talking in the first end. Oh, well, like the old man, you know, my family and I had someone that blah, blah. And it was kind of like, what? It dragged along. Chris Pratt really wasn't really funny in this one. He didn't give a natural funniness in this
one. Well, see, you notice that he didn't quite get into it till just about in about, 30, 45 minutes within the movie, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt
yeah.
being in the movie or just...
No, being finally showing up in the movie.
Yeah, but even when he showed up, it wasn't...
He wasn't as funny as the first
one. He wasn't funny, but he wasn't... He didn't have that presence like he had in the first one.
Right.
He was just part of it.
Right, right.
And that ruined it too. And then you had these miscellaneous other stars that was there that was... They didn't carry the movie. Back to your concept. Let's just go back to the concept of they wanted the dinosaurs to make new dinosaurs and sell dinosaurs.
Yeah, the DNA.
The DNA for, hey, we can make new dinosaurs, or we can use them as weapons, or we can use them for all types of stuff. So they invited all types of people from around the world.
That to me didn't even make sense.
What do you mean?
You know, using dinosaurs as weapons when they couldn't even, the only person who was controlling a dinosaur was Chris.
But they can show that it can be done, though. So that was the key. Long as it can be done, they'll find a way to do it because they're billionaires. Yeah, but millionaires and billionaires.
Okay, so we know that Chris did it when they was babies.
Yes.
That's a difference.
But dumb millionaires don't know that. I can get my own. And they had eggs and everything like that. So even when it wound up to that, that still was like, how do you get fucking dinosaurs on the shore, take it to the shore, and bring it to this guy's house? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They brought it to his house.
Yeah.
Right underneath the damn mansion. Oh my God. He had cages prepared for all of these damn dinosaurs.
And it was like, dude. And because now that you told me it was in California.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, well, why would you put it under the house in the first goddamn place?
Ridiculous stuff. Just a lot of ridiculous stuff. So, critic-wise, you know, when you look at the, what was it? What they rated it as, or what was it? 6.7, 50% Rotten Tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
52 Metacritic,
mm-hmm.
Pretty low.
Yeah, it was pretty low.
Pretty low. But once you see the movie, I really believe you know why.
Yeah.
Again, here's another movie that the only reason you would see it is because it's part of a series.
Right.
And not a standalone, wow, what a good movie.
Yeah, because Jurassic Park was, you know, for so long has been a good, you know, there was one bad movie.
So I'm going to tell you what the bad one was.
Which
it
one was
number
bad?
Three. Number one and number two were great.
Right.
Three was kind of like, Four was this, the Jurassic World, which was the previous one.
Right, that was
and
good.
And now it's this one.
Right, right.
So it's five altogether, but 1, 2, 4 were all good. But kids want to see dinosaurs.
They're gonna go see dinosaurs. I love the Jurassic series.
But if they're gonna continue like, but if they're gonna continue like this, I'm not too excited to see it now.
I mean, because I don't like the fact that you brung them to
California.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say it. You brought dinosaurs to fucking California.
Yeah, so now they wander in the damn...
Yeah.
So why the hell...
So you got to find them, one.
Yep.
And then where are you going to put them?
Yep.
So are you going to make another Jurassic Disney World or some shit? Because you got to put them somewhere.
Well, so who's responsible for the dinosaurs?
But here's the other thing. Remember, once again, just like the previous one, they took all the eggs, they took all the samples, and they left again. So wherever they're going again, they're going to make more dinosaurs.
Well, remember, the doctor, they put some tranquilizer in the doctor, so he's knocked out. But he's still alive.
But he's still alive.
And he can basically build some more dinosaurs.
But they took away all the eggs and all of that. So they have a portion, so they can really do it all over again. So it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I think the overall movie was very, very disappointing.
It was.
I was kind of looking forward to it. Was you looking forward to this?
Yes, I was. Because you know I love, you know, Jurassic Park. And I watch it. And every time it comes on, I watch it.
Yeah.
Because I just love the last one.
No, the last one was good.
Right. We watched it like last night. Mm-hmm. Before we went to see it today, and
but it was good. There was nothing wrong with that.
I mean, but it does not transition.
No, it does, but the story doesn't transition.
Right, the story doesn't.
It transitioned. They left. They snuck on an island, sneaking away, getting some shit. You know,
she gullible enough to believe what the doctor was saying, but the man that was with him was the one who was crooked in the first place.
And then these bounty hunter guys that was there.
They was sorry.
But you saw that they were up to no good as soon as you met them.
As soon as you see, yep. As soon as you...
It's sad because they just look like criminals. So you automatically is like, they there to do something else.
Yeah, because that main guy, he was just a...
He left them there, too. That was fucked up.
Yeah, he wanted them to die.
He wanted them to die.
Because he said, I got what I wanted. I need my bonus.
I want my bonus. I got it right here. You're a day behind. I want my bonus, goddammit.
And then he was collecting teeth. I'm like, what kind of crazy...
Craziness.
I was like, what kind of crazy... You collecting dinosaur teeth? Why?
No, that's good trophies, though.
Yeah, until he got the damn last one. That month.
And then he bit his damn arm off. He's like, and then ate him up.
You know, the part where he smiled. The dinosaur smiled. And closed his eyes like.
Like, ooh. I was you like. You don't know I'm here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, okay. You made him like almost like a human dinosaur because.
It was just so many. And some of the critics said that. Some of the critics was like, this was just so dumb. They said it was so dumb that. It made it funny because it was kind of like, that's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like the dinosaur coming into the girl's bedroom. Wow, of all the places the dinosaur goes up to the roof, climb all the way down, and comes to the little girl's bedroom. So here's the other twist.
Oh my God.
Was this really necessary?
No.
Now, let me ask you. Go ahead. What is it?
Hell no. What? It wasn't necessary.
What is it?
The dinosaur going into the room.
No. Okay. Once again. Let me ask you a question. Here's something I think wasn't necessary. What was with the clone little girl?
They never explained that.
They explained it, but was it necessary, though?
Necessary to explain it or necessary to have a clone girl?
Was it necessary to... So here's the thing. See, I had a daughter, and my daughter died, so I cloned my daughter.
That has nothing to do with the dinosaurs.
No, but it has to do with cloning.
So,
but where's the cloning portion of all? I mean,
so now you added the part to Jurassic Park that they clone a little girl. They're cloning
people now.
And so now you're going to take this, what, it's supposed to go to another story?
So that's my point. So, well, why did you put that in there? You know what I mean? I don't understand why that was put in.
That's a good question. Why would you put that in there?
And then the little girl goes off into the sunset with the rest of them.
Right.
But they have a $1 billion mansion, and she's the only heir to the family. But they go off into the sunset somewhere and leave a $1 billion mansion over there. What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah, I mean...
So, that's just too many stupid stuff that was going on in there. And this guy having shit going on in the basement of the old man's house. Without him knowing, oh, he's old and he's sick and he's... Yeah, go on the phone and call the police on yourself.
Now, that was stupid.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. Right. Let me grab this phone. Oh, never mind the phone.
Let me grab this pillow. And smother your old ass.
Crazy. So, very, very disappointing. Once again, we've seen a couple of movies thus far that wind up being... I like it because it's part of a series as opposed to a standalone movie, you know. And the one that keep coming to mind that I do want to see because I like the series is the Alien Resurrection. I thought the action and everything on it was so good.
Uh-huh.
But as a standalone, it's kind of not that great of a movie. This one, I don't want to see again. There was nothing on here that... makes me want to see it again.
I mean,
I have to see the next movie in order to want to see this
movie. Yeah, because they screwed up the whole story on this one. This was all over the goddamn place.
But I think they were trying to create the next story more so than centering on this story.
Okay, the only thing we see this going to be is them rambling around
California.
Yeah. And then where the clone girl going to be in this shit.
Once again.
We don't know about that.
What is this clone... You cloning humans. That has never came up in any of the four other movies.
Yeah, that's true.
But this one it did. Is it because it's going another direction? Or what? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it going another direction? I don't know. So, just weird, baby. Well, anyway, I don't think there's no much more to say about it.
No.
So, what would you rank it?
Ooh, that's not 5.5.
See, I had an even 5 because there's a 50-50 chance that I would not put it on or keep looking at it when it comes on TV. But I'm not going to put it on. If it's on, I'm going to be like, oh, that's that dumb Jurassic World one.
Right,
and I'm going to move on.
Right.
But I think, again, like I said previously, I think I would only watch it if the new one comes out and I want some reference points. Then I was like, oh, this one is about, wait a minute, what was this on the previous movie? Then I have to see it in order to, you know, follow up on it like that.
So did it make its money?
Oh, yeah. It made money. It made a shitload of money. It was one of the, a really big opening.
Yeah. It said it budgeted at 170.
I think it got 145.
Yeah, 148, they said.
148.
Opening weekend.
So it's going to make its money.
Yeah, it's going to make its money. And they're going to do another Jurassic Park being it makes its money.
So, couple of standouts. Who do you think stood out in the movie? Actors-wise.
I'll say Chris.
Anyone else?
I wasn't too crazy about Claire.
No, I didn't like her in the first one either.
The girl who saved Blue.
Exactly. I liked her.
So her attitude.
I liked her attitude. I liked her personality. She's the one that stood out for me.
Yeah, but
she didn't get enough screen time.
Right, exactly. That's what I wanted to say. She didn't get enough screen time.
Now, the boy was ridiculous. That's the one who played on The Get Down.
Yes, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I saw him, I was like, that's that kid from The Get Down.
Yeah.
And he was terrible in there. I really didn't like him.
He was supposed to be a geek.
Yeah, but he played a terrible geek. And a weak, and not even a funny geek. You know, sometimes you're a geek, but you're funny, or you're a geek and you're smart, or you're a geek and you're sexy. But he played a worthless geek.
Yeah, he did.
Jeff Goldblum, I don't think he needed to be on there. He was there for commentary, but so what? That was a long soliloquy that we didn't really need.
Well, beginning to end, he was just explaining how, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think that was necessary. I think they put that in just to say, hey, remember him from the Jurassic Park series?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what
that's
I think.
That's the only reason why they put him in there.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why they put him in there.
B.D. Right. Wong, he showed up as a scientist, but, you know, that was a no big deal. Then they had a whole bunch of bad actors in there that was, like, pretty much worthless. They just showed up. So that an even 5 and you said 5-5. So again,
cause you know, the point 5 is if it comes on TNT again, normally it does, and they go back to back to back with their Jurassic Park, I actually probably will watch it again.
So
just for the dinosaurs and try to figure out what the hell they were trying to do with the storyline. So yeah, the point 5 is for me watching it on TV. I will not watch it anyplace else. Maybe, no, I wouldn't do HBO. It would be on TV.
Yeah, I'm not going to go and watch this movie. My intent isn't to watch this movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm looking at it. I don't see it any other way. So really bad.
Oh, another thing is because it came out on my birthday. That's another part of the part 4. 5.5
So one thing we didn't check was the director. The director who did this, what was his previous movies? Because usually when I check out the previous movies, I can see what's that, Jurassic World. Yep. His name is J.A. Bayona. From Barcelona. He's from Barcelona. He had a movie called The Impossible and Monster Calls.
Nothing interesting. Nothing that.
Nine Diaz in Haiti.
Nothing that.
Penny Dreadful. No really standouts.
Nope.
To your point.
Nope.
No, baby. Sadly. So he was a random guy. Now, the look of it wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The look of it wasn't bad. It was the story. You know what I mean? And then the way the actors actually kind of played off together. But so the director worked on, the writer, he won some awards anyway.
There's three writers.
Yeah, but one of them did Jurassic World, the previous one. He did Kong, Skull Island. That's one of my favorite movies, too. Co-writer of Star Wars Episode 9. So he wrote some good stuff. Some exciting stuff. So I'm good with that. But I can go on, but I won't. Anywho. So, any last things on the booth?
No, that's it.
Sure. Fade to Black Cinema catches every Wednesday. Wednesday, as we go over new movies, independent movies, some foreign movies, and TV shows and series. And next week, I think we're going to see Sicario.
I can't wait for that movie.
The new one, not the first one, because the first one was amazing. So we definitely going to go see this one. And this is being rated really, really high as well. So we definitely going to see that. So that will be next on our agenda. So thanks for stopping by Fade to Black Cinema, and we will see you next time. Peace.